Strathroy Today presents Pete Sports Hooray for Coaches.
Okay, here with Kyle Vaughn. He is a head coach in the Strathroy Screaming Eagles Lacrosse Association, which debuted as an organization in 2019. Kyle coached the Bantam Rep team last year. First of all, Kyle, how did you get? How long have you been coaching, and how did you get involved in coaching?
In Strathroy, there's a magazine that got delivered to my apartment, and on the front page was an advertisement for the association. They're looking for coaches.
So it's always been kind of lacrosse. Do you have any lacrosse background as a player or anything?
Yeah, I played for the North Perth Outlaws out of Wingham. I was looking for something to do and get involved with the community a bit.
And last year was your first stint as a head coach for a lacrosse team. And how did that go last year?
The boys really seemed to enjoy it, especially when provincials came around.
How did you, or what did you get out of the, or what do you get out of the experience of coaching lacrosse?
Just meeting new people around town and learned a little bit more of public speaking. Yeah, okay. Developing that skill a little bit. But when we went to provincials, we won quite a few games and almost moved on, but we just lost the last one.
And for those of our listeners, the lacrosse, it's either field lacrosse or box lacrosse, and box lacrosse is played in an arena. Your experience in lacrosse, a player and all that, was a field or box?
Box.
Okay, so you had some experience in box heading into coaching in 2019. And you mentioned about the public speaking and all that. And obviously, you had to deal with moms and dads, too. How did that go as far as dealing with parents as a first-time coach?
Oh, good. I had no problems. They're all great. They're all super helpful. Had lots of volunteers, and I know the association's always looking for more volunteers to help out.
In your coaching career, what have been some big challenges for you, if you've had any? not having any is good, though.
Yeah, figuring out how to run a practice.
How did you figure that out? How'd you go through the process?
About halfway through the year, I got the hang of it, I think. I don't know. I definitely have a lot more respect for my coaches growing up. Made it look a lot easier than it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people go through that. They go from a player to a coach, and they get a whole new vision on coaching perspective, for sure.
Oh, no, they're not just making that up.
Yeah. For those people maybe looking to get involved in coaching, no matter what sport, whether it's lacrosse or any other sport, what kind of feedback or advice would you give to them?
Make sure you really enjoy the sport and watch the pros and just enjoy going out to the game and that.
A lot of people think lacrosse is much more difficult to coach than other sports. Would you agree?
I've only coached the one, so I find it challenging at times.
Right. Do you have any accomplishments over your coaching career in all the years you've coached? Do you have any accomplishments you'd like to, you always look back to?
Well, last year's provincials was so much fun. It was a great team bonding experience, and the boys just had a great time playing in real competitive games.
Where was the provincials?
Whitby.
Okay, and when we talk Bantam Rep as far as lacrosse, is that the same kind of age as minor hockey Bantam would be? We're talking like maybe 14, 15 would it be? Or
yes, I think 13, 14.
13, 14.
I think it's like a year behind.
So coming off your first stint as the head coach in lacrosse, 2020, are you going to be coaching again? Have you had any thoughts on that?
I'm going to go for the next coaching clinic when it's available and get my card up.
We appreciate your time today for the interview, and thanks so much for volunteering your time as coaching today's youth in lacrosse, and congratulations on your coaching career, and keep it going.
Thank you.
Kyle Vaughn, he is a head coach with the Strathroy Screaming Eagles Lacrosse Association.